This is Paul Jędrzejczyk for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Bruce Tinker. Bruce is the executive director of Grand Rapids Civic Theater at 30 North Division. They're going to be going into their 87th season coming up in September. How you doing today, Bruce?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. So 87 years, fantastic. What's on tap for this season?
Oh, we have a great season planned with a lot of new favorites and old standards that I think people are really going to enjoy. We open the season with Dixie Swim Club, which is a delightful new comedy about lifelong friends who meet every year on the North Carolina shore.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of, they were a swim team when they were in school together, and so that's why it's called the Dixie Swim Club. And they're just really five very funny Southern gals who get together and talk about their lives and draw strength from each other, and also a great deal of humor and fun. It's a real fun comedy.
Now, that's starting September 7th through the 22nd?
Yeah, it opens the 7th, runs through the 22nd, Wednesdays through Sundays, 7:30 in the evenings, and then 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And then we have a wonderful new musical based on Flat Stanley, which the old book's about the little boy that mails himself around the world and his adventures.
Okay.
As he goes flat.
Now, and, did you guys do that the other year?
No, we've never done it before. This is a brand new musical version, Musical Adventures of Flat Stanley, and it's really a delightful, fresh musical, some really fun music.
Okay.
And he goes to Paris and Hawaii and also Hollywood.
So okay.
Some really fun adventures in all those places. That's for young people, and that's in October, right after our prize.
Okay.
And then in November, December, for the holidays, we have a brand new musical version of A Christmas Carol. That's by Tom Meehan is one of the authors, and Len Ahrens. It's just a delightful musical. It was done at Madison Square Garden in New York for, they did it for 11 years, and it's just been released to the, you know, outside of New York, and we're just delighted to be able to do A Christmas Carol.
Oh, magnificent.
And then in January, we have a new drama based on Carson McCullough's novel, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, which I think is one of the great titles of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Really a wonderful story about Depression-era Georgia, a young woman who, you know, is discovering music and also growing up, but then a boarder comes to their home. Her family's been forced to let out rooms because it's a depression just to make ends meet. Her father's become injured and can't work. And one of their new boarders is a deaf-mute man who comes to the town. And just the various people that he meets and helps. He helps a doctor, for instance, communicate with a patient who is also mute. And he meets kind of just because he doesn't speak, he is this great sounding board for people in the town.
Okay.
And they develop relationships with him. A very similar story to the great film Being There.
Okay.
Remember that film?
Wasn't that done up Mackinac?
I don't know about that. It was just done at the Steppenwolf, just did it last year in October.
Okay.
That's where we became acquainted with it because they do a lot of great new theater there. This is only the third production of the play that I'm aware of. It was at New York Theater Workshop, then Steppenwolf.
Maybe I'm thinking of a movie version of that.
Could be. Yeah, there was in the early 70s, Alan Arkin was in a film version of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we have Fiddler on the Roof is our musical in March. And it's been, the last time we produced that would have been in 99.
All right.
So it's making its return to our stage. And then we have a brand new musical version of Anne of Green Gables that was just in New York last year. Brand new musical telling of that great story. And then in June, we're doing Legally Blonde. So we're real excited to do that.
Based on the movie.
Yeah, about Elle Woods. And it was another one that was just released in this last spring.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thrilled to be the first local theater to produce it.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then we have a couple of new plays in our summer repertory, which is our advanced, our students 14 to 19. And that's Changing Minds, which is sort of a Freaky Friday, a girl and a boy in high school change minds. And that's a new musical that's fresh out. And then local playwright Max Bush has just completed a new version of 12 Dancing Princesses.
Okay.
So we're doing that, giving him another performance of that play. And Max is a great local playwright here in Grand Rapids, does really wonderful work, and we're just thrilled to be working with him on this new play. So we have a great season coming up for 87th, and our School of Theater Arts is continuing to educate young people and old alike, our student ages 4 to 80 plus, for student adults. And, you know, those classes are gearing up to start later in September for the year. We have 3 10-week sessions throughout the year. A lot of information about our season can be found on our website, which is www.grct.org.
Now, as far as tickets, are tickets priced the same for each show, or are they different?
They're different. They're based on age and also type. The musicals are you know, a different price than the straight plays, and the young people's offerings are different than the adult offerings.
Now, folks can buy tickets for shows beyond the first show, the Dixie Swim Club in Flat Stanley?
Right. All of our tickets are available now.
Okay.
But for preferred seating, you need to become a season member. And really all that means is you commit to using 6 tickets for the theater in the course of a year, course of a season. And then you have access to all of the seats that are available. If, as a non-member, you do have seats available to you now, but the preferred seating will be available later, about 2 to 3 weeks in advance of the production. So.
But they can get details on that at grct.org.
It's all on the website.
Okay.
But the best thing is to be a season member. And the thing about it's called a season membership, but it doesn't mean you have to attend every play or one ticket to each. It's 6 tickets you can use any way you like.
Sure. Now, who are some of the local actors and actresses in some of these upcoming productions that people may have come to know?
Don't know yet. We do our auditions for every show about 6 to 8 weeks before the production.
So things aren't cast as we speak.
Right. They're cast as we go along. We're just casting Flat Stanley right now, for instance. But there's a lot of really great local talent. And the great thing about the theater is we have wonderful talent in the community that, that you'll see often on our stage as well as the other stages in town. But we average about 30% of our cast are absolutely new to Civic Theater with every show, and we're real happy about that and thrilled with it because we always want to bring more people into the experience.
Sure.
And you know, the more different people we can bring in, the better off we all are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.